Well, in light of Suicide Prevention Awareness Day the other day, TikTok is strengthening ways to nurture the well-being of social media partners and their community. They've partnered with SADAG to raise awareness around mental health issues, and they're launching new resources to help with mental well-being. You'll know, of course, according to a study from 2020 by Wits University, South Africa has the 8th highest rate of suicide in the world. It's our third biggest cause of unnatural death following homicide and unintentional reasons. So that means we have about 23 people dying by suicide and 230 serious attempts every single day. Those are statistics from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. We're joined now by SADAG's Development Manager, Fatima Siddat. A very good morning to you, Fatima. Thank you for your time and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Gani. Thank you for having us on the show.
There's just no underscoring how much people are facing, particularly when it comes to mental health challenges. And it's a conversation we can never have enough of, isn't it?
It is. And unfortunately, I think since COVID-19 hit in as well, there's been a rise in people going through different mental health problems and people trying to find a way of dealing with different situations and the changes in their lives that they're currently going through.
So tell me about this partnership with TikTok. How is it going to raise awareness around this important issue?
You know, the world is changing so much and more people are using online platforms, both creatively and to talk about the issues they're going through. So we just found it an opportune moment for us also to partner with TikTok to raise more awareness, create more conversations around mental health, because it's so important to just share information and, help people out there that and help people realize that there's help out there and they should reach out and seek the help they need to maintain their well-being. And with TikTok, TikTok's just been an open community where a lot of people have been sharing their information, their journeys, and it's all done through honesty and creative means of sharing these stories. So we just got inspired to, to work with TikTok and make a difference in some way or the other.
So you're going to be putting additional resources, or at least TikTok is going to be just giving out information as far as a number of challenges. I'm thinking eating disorders, for example. They're going to be making resources available and also alerts possible on the app.
Yeah, so TikTok's done this amazing job where they've created a platform. It's on the safety center where they share important guidelines on well-being and they share important information about eating disorders as well. Also, TikTok's trying to create a community where they responsibly engage with each other. So they give some tips on how to help the TikTok community communicate with each other. They've also done an opt-in option where, for instance, if there's some distressing type of video, there's an opt-in option where if you feel distressed, you do not have to look at the video. You can pass it by. TikTok's also on their safety center created a platform where there are resources. If anyone needs help, these are the organizations that you can contact in South Africa. They have a huge resource list all over the world, but in South Africa, they've also got specific organizations where you can go and get the help you need.
This is obviously something they've tried elsewhere, right? In the UK, Singapore, areas like that?
Yes, it is. It's an international campaign, and South Africa is just one of the countries because TikTok has grown so much in South Africa. There's so much of youth that are using the platform. They are people of different ages, different backgrounds. They're all on TikTok. So TikTok felt, let's try and create enough awareness and make sure that the users have a safe place where they can, you know, share their stories, but also know where to get the help if they do need it.
And there is a perception about TikTok being a friendlier space compared to other social media platforms. What do parents in particular, what do they need to be aware of, or even teachers and leaders of school communities, what do they need to be aware of, even on a platform that is widely perceived to be a reasonably safe space?
TikTok's so safe. They have an option where parents can monitor certain activities of their children. I stand to be corrected, but if you're of a certain age group, there are restrictions put in place so that you can use TikTok, but there are certain things that you, like certain functions, you aren't able to attain until you reach a certain age. So it's a very safe space if used properly. So I think, you know, for parents and teachers, just to go onto the Safety Center website of TikTok and go through what has TikTok done to make the community safe, it's important for them to know all these, you know, all the things put in place for the kids.
Fantastic stuff. Fatima Sidat, SEDAG's Development Manager, there on the line.